Chapter 44, The Honor Roll of the Faithful. One of the most interesting letters in the New Testament is that to the Hebrews. It is written to Jewish Christians and to Jews who are not Christians to show how the good things that the Jews have are all preserved in Christianity and that still better things are there. It says that God gave the Jews a revelation, but that all which the prophets told the Jews are less than what God has told us in His Son. God, having of old time spoken unto the fathers and the prophets, by diverse portions and in diverse manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who, being the effulgence of His glory and the very image of His substance, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become by so much better than the angels, as He hath inherited a more excellent name than they. This leads up to a reminder that there is no real break between the old and the new. The faithful men of all ages were really men of the covenant of faith, as truly as those who followed them. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen, for therein the elders had witness borne to them. By faith we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen hath not been made out of things which appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God translated him, for he hath witness borne to him that before his translation he had been well pleasing unto God. And without faith it is impossible to be well pleasing unto him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek after him. By faith Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out unto a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when his end was nigh, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a goodly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with them that were disobedient, having received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouths of lions, quench the power of fire, escape the edge of the sword. From weakness were made strong, waxed mighty in war, turned to flight armies of aliens. Women received their dead by a resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and the holes of the earth. And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing concerning us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. Therefore let us also, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and hath sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. When we read a chapter like this, we see how long is the roll of the faithful. For this epistle really gives us but a few sample names from the past. Other names are being added in heaven all the time, and we see how scientific it is to have faith. For all men of science are men of enlightened imagination, men who see things before they come to pass, men whose faith gives substance to things hoped for. Scientific men have sometimes not understood this, and have spoken slightingly of faith as though they did not themselves possess it. But the greatest scientists have been men of profound faith. By faith, Columbus, when he was called of God to discover a new continent, went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sailed strange waters with Cabot, Magellan, Vespucius, and Balboa, the heirs with him of the same promise, and they beheld a new world rising from the waters, new heavens and new earth, fresh from the hand of God. By faith, Copernicus lifted the earth from its solid base and set it to moving in rhythmic order round the sun, and all the suns and suns and suns, with planets in bright array, circling round the throne of God. And this he beheld by faith. By faith, Galileo, when he had been forced to recant, still testified that the earth moves ever at the decree of God, enduring persecution till the mind of man, moving by the same decree, found its orbit in the same true faith. By faith, Laplace understood how the worlds are made from stardust and framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen in the making take their place in the established order of an infinite God of goodness, order, and might. By faith, Newton beheld in the fall of the apple the demonstration of an all-compelling force operating by the unchanging will of God, so that the worlds are held in place and not by the things that do appear. By faith, Paracelsus, when he was dying, bequeathed to those who followed him an imperfect science, much mixed with error, but left the inspiration of his name to others through whom the indivisible elements of earth and the laws that combined them were made known. These all died in faith, not receiving the promise, but being persuaded of them and embracing them and moving toward them and bequeathing to others the heritage of their faith. By faith, men suffered persecution, ridicule, and poverty, and walked from office to office wearily and in threadbare garb, trying to enlist the sympathy and faith of their fellow men in what the world thought visionary, choosing rather to suffer affliction as the children of faith than to sell their vision for bread. All men of science were men of faith, and if they did not know it, then it is a pity, for their faith gave substance to the things they hoped for, and led them from experiment to hypothesis, and from hypothesis to theory, and from theory to discovery, and from faith to sight. these also were the children of faith. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Stevenson and Fulton, of Morse also, and Edison, and Roentgen, and Lister, Cyrus Field and Alexander Bell, Marconi and Wilbur Wright, who through faith made iron float, yoked chariots to the invisible power of steam, caused the voice of man to be heard by his fellow at a distance of 1,000 miles, brought the mind of man into touch with that of his fellow man beyond the sea, filled the air with voices inaudible to the ear alone and intelligible only to the mind of faith, and lifted the bodies and minds of men on wings of wonder and set them to sailing amid the clouds. Through faith they built railroads, irrigated deserts, crossed the trackless ice to the poles, led by faith in the compass and the stars, subdued climate, overcame hardship, out of weakness were made strong, added to the span of human life, wrought wonders incredible, and filled the columns of the daily press and the pages of scientific periodicals with the news of their achievements that ceased to be wonderful through their very incredibility and certitude. Now they who do such things see visions of them before they come to pass, and are men of faith. And these all, and they who labored with them and before them, lived in faith, and those who died, died in faith, that all who follow may add their knowledge to that which has gone before, and the world, by the gift of all men of faith, at last shall be made perfect.